This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Amy Scott. General Electric posted second quarter profits today of $2.8 billion. GE is among a number of U.S. companies trying to decide whether to do business in Iran. As Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports, Iran is a willing business partner, especially when it comes to airplanes.
Iranians are flying around in airplanes that are at least 25 years old. There have been crashes.
The plane is struggling and going up and down and side to side.
That's Hushang Amirmadi, a Rutgers professor and president of the American-Iranian Council, a nonprofit working to improve U.S.-Iranian relations. He's describing a flight in Iran about a dozen years ago.
The plane almost crashed.
That was an old Russian plane. But Iran can't get new parts for its aging Western-made planes because of sanctions. Western companies were briefly allowed to apply for licenses to export things like spare airplane parts to Iran, but
this is a relatively small market.
Joel Johnson is an aerospace trade analyst at the Thiel Group. He says, for example, Boeing has a backlog of orders for new planes.
There's a limit to how much enthusiasm you bring to the table when you have a very strong backlog already.
Even if your customer is as desperate as Iran is for new planes. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.